Welcome to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who motivate you to overcome the odds, break down barricades, and shift your beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Share in the journey and find a new path full of miracles waiting to be discovered. Now, here's your host, Candace McClain.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Everyday Miracles, where we open our minds to unlimited possibilities. I'm your host, Candace McClain, and I want to thank you for sharing a part of your day with us today. I hope you had a wonderful Christmas and enjoyed time with friends and family. And I'm really looking forward to the new year. On today's show, are you aware of the awesome healing powers of your inner physician? This hour, we're going to learn all about how guided self-help can help you take charge of your life and your health. Michael Ellner, a wonderful man and mentor to so many, will be joining us on the show to share his wisdom about relieving the suffering associated with pain and anxiety. But before I bring Michael out, again, just looking on to 2011, we have so much coming up, and 2010 itself was a great year, an incredible year, especially starting out on the Transformation Network and connecting with all of you. I am so grateful for all the inspirational stories and the wonderful miracles, of course, that my guests and listeners alike have shared. But as we look forward to 2011, there are a lot of exciting things coming up on the show. We have some amazing guests lined up for the month of January already, and we're going to be opening up the listener call-in lines in January as well. So you'll have the opportunity to call in and connect with us during this show. Now, if you'd like more information on our upcoming shows or want to be kept up to date with what's going on, you can sign up for my e-newsletter by visiting my website at www.candacemclain.com. And I'm very thrilled about our special guest today and our topic today. I actually had the wonderful opportunity to meet Michael back in 2008. And I can tell you he's held in the highest esteem by hypnotherapists around the world. Michael Ellner is a multi-award winning certified medical hypnotherapist and health and wellness coach in New York who's been practicing for over 30 years now. And when I say multi-award winning, he was awarded Educator of the Year by three highly respected organizations, including the International Medical and Dental Hypnotherapy Association, the National Federation of Neuro-Linguistic Psychologists, and the National Guild of Hypnotists. He was inducted into the National Guild of Hypnotists Order of the Braid Council, among many other awards and designations. There's a whole list. He's been honored as a hypnosis practitioner, hypnosis educator, health writer, and as a humanitarian for his work with people with life-threatening diseases and conditions. Michael teaches advanced courses in mind-body medicine at leading hypnosis certification conferences and schools in the USA and Canada and even in South Africa. And he also teaches hypnotic pain relief at the major medical Pain Week conference. And that's something we're going to be talking about today as well. Michael, welcome to the show.
Thank you very much. It's a pleasure to be with you.
It's great to have you here. Now, as I mentioned, we originally met at the 2008 IMDHA conference. I was there with Leslie McIntosh. She was actually a guest on the show a couple of weeks ago.
I had the pleasure of teaching for her.
That's right.
What a wonderful school she has.
She does. In beautiful Vancouver, BC. So I was there when you were presented with the Educator of the Year award, and there really was an overwhelming amount of respect for you in that room for what you've brought to the field of hypnosis. Now, looking back over these last 30 years of your career, I'm just curious, what has that journey been like for you, and what have been some of the challenges along the way?
Well, I'm the type of person who reinvents myself as things change and as things develop. So there have been a lot of changes in many areas of psychology, in hypnosis and things like that. So I found it really exciting to change. It wasn't necessarily what I'd call a challenge. It was just the ability to recognize changes. For example, medicine and psychology move from doctor and therapist centered to patient client centered. And that move actually enabled me to become much better at helping people. I was always good at helping people, but that shift in how to see people. Today, I don't identify myself as a medical hypnotherapist. I simply use the designation medical hypnotist because there are many things involved in the way therapy is presented in the U.S. that I think is unhealthy and not good for the people going for help. For example, in the U.S., a therapist, a licensed therapist, is required to diagnose someone with a mental illness in order to get reimbursed. Well, I don't think that's a very good thing. Now, if a person has a legitimate mental illness, yes, they deserve care and attention. But mostly these are everyday people, normal, healthy people who just have simple life challenges. They don't have mental illness. But if you're going to a therapist for help, the way the system is organized, they have to label you. They have to diagnose some kind of disorder or disease in order to be paid. And they do. And I don't think that's very good. Additionally, when I was trained 30 years ago and more than 30 years ago, one of the things was is people looked at people's disabilities and they looked at what people couldn't do, people's limitations. And I'm happy to say that I've learned to disregard all of that. I focus on people's capabilities. I focus on people's possibilities. I focus on what my clients can do. And that's changed remarkably how I think of myself, how I think of my clients, and how I work. So in terms
and
of
how you health, teach your clients to look at themselves as well.
My clients are their own best resource. Well, earlier you talked about the inner physician. I did a lot of work with people with life-threatening diseases. And as someone who practices hypnosis and NLP, which stands for neuro-linguistic programming, what I learned to do was model the most successful people. What is it about them that makes them successful? And what you find is you can have people who are doing the same approaches, using the same therapies, using the same programs, taking the same medicines or herbs or whatever, and they have very different outcomes. My interest was is why do the people who seem to do the best, and why do other people not do as well? And what I discovered was is its attitude, its beliefs, its expectations. And this is the stock and trade of a hypnosis professional. I don't think there's any profession that can help people change an attitude more effectively than a hypnosis professional. And I believe that hypnosis professionals can really play a major part in preventative care.
Absolutely.
When people learn how to become more resilient, when people learn how to get rid of negative stress and turn it into positive stress, it helps them become healthier. It helps them become happier. It helps them become more effective. So a lot of times I think the question is how can hypnosis help me? What can hypnosis do for me? And hypnosis is an amazing healing art. It can help people feel better. People who feel better heal better. People who Yes?
I was just going to say, a few months ago, I had Robert Otto on the show, and I know you know Robert quite well. Robert Otto is the president of the International Medical and Dental Hypnotherapy Association, and he had a unique way of referring to hypnosis. He called it our free gift from birth. I thought that was a nice explanation. Something we all have access to.
And he's absolutely right. He's one of my few heroes. He's an outstanding hypnosis educator and practitioner. And it was very interesting to me that he retired and then took over this organization. And because he has a history of excellence, I'll expect big things from the organization now that he's running it and his wife is running it. So I think that's a very good thing. I think that will help us as a profession. I agree. I think one of the tragedies, though, is we're born with this ability, and most of us lose it because it's not valued. It's not promoted in our societies. In school, we're taught that imagination is a waste of time, our fantasies, our daydreams. But in fact, that's a basic skill to being great at self-hypnosis and being a great hypnotic subject. And that's really where we're able to help ourselves. I think that hypnosis is the most underrated modality out there for promoting health and well-being. Now, people who feel better heal better. They also heal faster. They also heal more effectively. And when people are calm, when people are grounded, when people have happy hearts, peaceful minds, playful spirits, no matter what's going on in their lives, they enjoy it more fully. They're more effective. So what I've learned in 30 years is you don't have to be sick to get the benefits of hypnosis. You don't have to have a medical problem to benefit from hypnosis. So my practice is there to help people in crisis when they need it, but I also specialize in people who simply want to get more out of life. A lot of my clients have fun deficiency disorders. They're just not having fun anymore for a number of reasons. And I would say to you that having fun is essential to good health. Having
it
fun
is
essential to well-being.
And so this is what we're going to talk about this hour. We're going to talk about how to be more free, how to create more fun in your life, be more resilient. And it's great to have you here with us today, Michael. We're going to take a quick break right now. And when we come back, can you use hypnosis to manage pain? Find out how hypnosis is proving to be an effective method for pain relief. Michael Ellner discusses his findings after the break.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McLean, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Reservage Organics offers you the most advanced anti-aging product available. Our organic-based resveratrol formula, brought to you from the heart of our exclusive vineyards in southern France, has been clinically proven to reactivate your longevity gene and help preserve your youth. By including Reservage Resveratrol in your daily regimen, you can enhance cardiovascular function, metabolism, mental acuity, and collagen production. If you want to regain your youthful radiance and enhance your longevity, do so with the world's finest resveratrol from Reservage Organics. Why wait? Visit your local retailer and start the anti-aging process today. Reservage Organics, committed to the extension of youth naturally. Available online at Reservage.com and at the Vitamin Shop, Vitamin World, and Whole Foods Market. Visit Reservage.com and feel vitality today.
TransformationTalkRadio.com. TransformationTalkRadio.com, transforming the world one listener at a time.
Ladies, are you living an inspired life? Do you yearn for a more passionate, dream-filled life? Here's Linda Joy, founder of Aspire Magazine, and she has a gift for you.
Aspire has launched its Mission to Inspire initiative with a commitment to give away 100,000 one-year digital subscriptions to women around the globe. Every subscription comes with a multitude of free gifts from our team inspiration partners.
To claim it all, go to aspiremag.net today. No purchase necessary, and live an inspired life.
And welcome back to Everyday Miracles. I'm your host, Candace McLean, and we're speaking with Michael Elner today, a highly accomplished medical hypnotherapist leading the way in hypnotic pain relief. And Michael, if people are interested in learning more about you and your work, or if they'd like a session with you, where can they go to find out more information?
My medical hypnotic practice is www.elnar.info. And my general practice is nycanxietyhypnosis.com. And both connect to each other. Also, my guided self-help books can be found, and this is for people who want me in the capacity of coaching. And I'll talk about that, the guided self-help. And that's www.quantumfocusing, one word, Q-U-A-N-T-U-M focusing, F-O-C-U-S-I-N-G.com.
Okay,
so
great.
I wear different hats, but all of them lead to me.
They do, and in some ways they all work together.
They do, exactly.
For people who maybe aren't quite so familiar with hypnosis, would you say that everyone can be hypnotized, or are some people more inclined to go to a deeper level of relaxation?
I'm at a point where I don't think relaxation is crucial to hypnosis. You know, hypnosis is a skill and ability sort of like music. And I think that everyone can develop this skill and working with a professional so that they get an effective benefit from it. Some people are far better than others, but I believe that everyone can reach a level where they get a benefit that is meaningful. So to answer your question in that context, everyone can be helped with hypnosis in my experience.
Now,
are some people better than others? I'll introduce your
listeners
to a test. We could test their hypnotic IQ in a few moments.
Sure, go ahead.
Now,
we can do it right now. That's fine.
Okay. So this involves your imagination. I'm guessing some of this is being broadcast live on the radio. So if you're driving, you could do this test later on. Don't do it now, please. What I would ask your listeners to do is just for a moment, and this is a test that nobody feels. It's not a pass or fail test. It's just looking at your basic abilities and to help you evaluate them. So what I'd like people to do is close their eyes. And using the power of your imagination and your memories, I want you to imagine a lemon. I'd like you to imagine holding it in your hand, putting it down on a table or a counter and rolling it on your hand to get a feel of the texture of it. Slicing the lemon, taking a slice, putting it to your nose and sniffing it. And now I want you to imagine hearing yourself taste it. Now, many of your listeners tasted the lemon. Other listeners produce some digestive juices. Some listeners picked up a whiff of the lemon, and others didn't have that experience. In either situation, regardless of what your experience was, everyone can benefit from hypnosis. The people who actually tasted it, well, you have a black belt in hypnosis. You'll be very good at it. For those of you who didn't have that response, a hypnosis professional would help you increase your abilities, increase your skills, and pretty soon you'd be able to do this. Now, listeners who want to do this on their own, pick up a lemon, bring it home, roll it around in your hand on the table or on a counter, slice it, pick up the slice, actually smell it, then listen to yourself tasting it, then repeat the exercise 10 minutes later. If you do this a few times, what you'll discover is you're able to create digestive juices and taste the lemon simply using your imagination and memory. It's just developing that skill. So,
beautiful. Yeah. So it's just, if you don't get it the first time, it's okay. It
yes.
doesn't mean that you're not able to do this. It's like anything else. It's like basketball. It's like music. Just learning that skill.
Yes. You know, some people pick up a guitar and teach themselves how to play.
Mm-hmm.
Most people would do better if they had an instructor, a teacher, a coach. So I highly recommend self-hypnosis, but I guide people to develop skills where they're able to now take advantage of it and use it very skillfully. Some people start out being able to do that. Most of my clients require some assistance, and they quickly develop those skills.
Now, Michael, an area that you specialize in is called medical hypnosis. So can you tell us, what is medical hypnosis and how is it different from, say, hypnotherapy?
Well, keep in mind that many, many people have a wide range of health problems. And medical hypnosis is a way of assisting those people to get the best possible results of whatever they're doing. Ways that it can be very helpful, for example, is pre-surgery hypnosis. There is a mountain of scientific evidence that people who have hypnosis prior to surgery do far better. Now, one of the major considerations about surgery is smoking. If you're a smoker and you go for surgery, you're at serious risk for complications because of weakened lungs. The mm-hmm. risk is through as a result of anesthesia. So there is a movement now. They have clearly demonstrated that the most difficult people to operate on are smokers. And they have noticed that people who stop smoking prior to surgery do better than people who continue to smoke up until their surgery. Another area that is very, very effective is pain relief. Now, I work and am in contact with many, many medical doctors. I'm not anti-medicine. If pain medicine is indicated, I can help people use it more efficiently. I can help people working with their doctors use less. And in many cases, over time, the medication becomes unnecessary. So that's another area, anxiety. You know, we live in very anxious times. You don't have to have a psychological condition to feel anxious. And people who are dealing with a difficult economy, people who are dealing with this and that, might have depressive feelings without being clinically depressed. And what a hypnotist would do is help you change your attitude. In the area of preventive medicine, a medical hypnotist can help people develop attitudes and mindsets that promote wellness. The major cause of illness today is negative stress. And what most people don't understand is it's not the events and experiences we have that causes negative stress. It's our reaction to life. It's our opinions to what's going on. And when people get into chronic stress states, their body has difficulty healing itself and rebalancing itself normally as it's designed to do. Our bodies are fantastic at repair and keeping things working. But in order for that to work effectively, we have to be in rest and digest states. That means we have to feel peaceful and at ease and calm. And when we're feeling peaceful and at ease and calm, our inner physicians are able to do their job much more effectively. When we're in stress states, our body is producing reactions that would enable us to fight or run away. If we're not fighting or running away, these chemicals aren't metabolized. They're not being used the way nature intended, and they can be very destructive in and of themselves. So you have a situation where society today is deeply stressed. And I think medical hypnosis professionals are the ideal professionals to help people become more resilient, to help people deal with stress so that it has positive outcomes instead of negative outcomes. Another area that is very good for medical hypnosis is changing behaviors. Mm-hmm. Obesity. Someone wants to take charge of their weight. Well, I'm not a nutritionist, but I can help people find nutritionists and nutrition specialists, and I can help them reach their goals. Just knowing how to eat isn't the full answer. You have to be able to motivate yourself to make these changes. And when we create habits, even unhealthy habits, our minds and brains are designed to maintain the habit. So, yes, there are people who can stop smoking on their own, but there's nothing out there more effective than working with a skilled hypnotist to help you stop smoking. People can take charge of their weight on their own, but there's nothing better that I know of than a skilled hypnosis professional to help you take charge of your weight.
And so this is something we'll talk about a little bit more in the next segment, and certainly, you know, some resources out there that people can use so they can start using self-hypnosis for themselves. So we're just going to go to another break right now. And when we come back, more with Michael Ellner. Stay tuned.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives, just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
We are living in a time of great challenges and greater opportunity for transformation. The good news is that public awareness of the need for change is also growing exponentially. More than ever, your transformative message is needed to empower millions across the globe.
Hi, I'm Dr. Pat, host of The Dr. Pat Show, and I'm excited about announcing an unprecedented opportunity for growth as we expand our broadcast by launching Transformation Talk Radio and the Transformation Network. Join me and a team of amazing people and host your own show on Transformation Talk Radio. Get ready to expand your horizons, tap into the best listeners anywhere, and join one of the most positive and expansive networks today.
Historically, there came a time when the boundary of water was transcended as man developed the boat, and the barriers of water became freeways. Join Dr. Pat as she launches this exciting venture. To host a show, call 1-800-930-2819 or email host@transformationtalkradio.com.
Are you taking too many oral pain pills and concerned about side effects? Are you having trouble getting to sleep because of the pain? Well, I'm Lou Paradise. I had the same problems you have. Cured my pain, eliminated pain pills and their side effects by developing Toprasin, pain relief and healing cream. Toprasin relieves pain without side effects. It doesn't burn, it doesn't smell, and it doesn't stain. But don't just take my word for it. Doctors, pharmacists, and pain specialists are using and recommending Toprasin and ending the suffering for thousands of people just like you. We know you're hurt. We want to help. We're so sure Toprasin will work for you, we offer a money-back guarantee. So if you want pain relief with no side effects, ask for Toprasin. Toprasin is available at Bi-Mart, New Seasons, and other fine health food stores and co-ops. Ask for Toprasin or call 1-800-959-1007 for a store nearest you. That's 1-800-959-1007. Toprasin, the last pain medicine you'll ever need, and you can sleep on that.
And welcome back to the show. If you're just tuning in, we're speaking with Michael Ellner today, a renowned specialist in pain relief as well as anxiety relief through hypnosis. And Michael is based in New York City. Michael, I did want to mention something about Pain Week, because this is a conference that you were a part of. Can you elaborate a little bit about what this conference is about and who attends it and what kinds of things take place there?
Pain Week is a remarkable ongoing conference. I'm still part of it. I'm still a member of the faculty. And what Pain Week is a collaborative medical conference. Doctors, nurses, psychologists, pharmacists, dentists, therapists, all are required to have continuing education. And this is a medical conference where all of them can come together, network, meet each other, and discuss things and earn continuing education. And my associate, Dan Clary, and I run the behavioral segment. We teach mind-body healing, which includes hypnosis, imagery, meditation, and various other approaches like effective communication. You'd be amazed at how a doctor communicates with their patients can have in terms of the benefits or the deleterious effects of their use of language. Doctors very often haven't been taught how to communicate with their patients effectively. So Dan and I teach effective communication. Another thing is imagine how stressed a doctor might be. Well, if you're going to somebody for health and they're preoccupied, they're stressed, they're overwhelmed because they're so busy, that affects your relationship with them. That's a drag. That isn't giving the patient the best possible care. So I teach doctors creative stress management, just like I teach ordinary people creative stress management. And then Dan and I teach hypnotic pain relief. And there is something that everyone can benefit from. Now, many of your listeners are suffering from what's called medically unexplained pain. They are in pain. Their pain is as real as any other pain, but medicine can't explain it. In recent years, these people have gotten the benefit of new technologies like MRIs. You know, 15 years ago, if you said you had pain and a doctor couldn't explain it, you were considered a lazy bum, told to get off your butt and go to work. People didn't believe it. If you had a support system and you came back and the doctor couldn't diagnose what was causing your pain, very often the pain didn't seem real to your support system and people lost it. Today, they have discovered without a doubt that when they examine people with medically unexplained pain, excuse me one second. When they examine people with medically unexplained pain, what happens is, remarkably, their brain shows the same activity as someone where you know what's causing the pain. So if we know the pain is caused by cancer, if we know the pain is caused by an injury, if we know the pain is caused by another disease, what happens is that their brain shows activity in the exact same pain centers as if we knew and understood what was causing their pain. So I would say that all pain is real. And I specialize in helping people with medically unexplained pain reduce their suffering. And that's a point to talk about. There's a huge distinction about suffering and pain. I'll describe it this way. Pain is the nerve signals, the nervous activity. It's what's going on in our neurology. But that's not our experience. That's not what's going on. When a person is experiencing pain, the signal is one input, and their brain, at remarkable speeds, combines it with their beliefs, their expectation, their past experiences, and that produces the person's reaction to the pain. That's what.
Sure, I think we've all had that happen where, you know, we've cut ourselves or something and didn't even realize it. Didn't
yes.
really feel much of anything, or maybe just a little tingle, and then you happen to look down, you see this blood, and then all of a sudden you have pain. All of a sudden it hurts.
Yes. And you know, the same thing happens if your listeners are very active and they're having a very busy day. At the end of the day, they might notice a cut or bruise or a scrape. And when they notice it, they think, where the heck did this happen? When did this happen?
Mm-hmm.
And they have no idea, because a part of their brain got the signal and decided that signal's not so important. I'm busy. Hey. And it ignored it.
Right.
That capability can be used for many people with chronic pain. You know, we're taught that pain is life-saving and a good thing. And it is. When we're getting acute signals and our body says, this needs attention, this requires care, that's a very good thing. That could be life-saving. But when people suffer from chronic pain, the signal's not meaningful. The signal's not providing any useful information. And it's okay then to ignore the signal or turn it off. You might imagine an alarm clock. You set an alarm to wake you up in the morning. It goes off. Now, the first thing many people do is hit the snooze button. But it comes to a point where you turn the alarm off.
Mm-hmm.
If you imagine chronic pain, it would be like walking around with your alarm clock and it never turns off. It's not giving you any useful information. It's not helping you in any way, shape, or form. The signal is not productive. And hypnosis is a wonderful tool, as well as neurolinguistic programming, a wonderful tool for helping people tune out or ignore that unnecessary signal.
And so what has the reaction been when you've been at Pain Week and you've worked with, you know, healthcare practitioners teaching them your methods and communication and so forth? What has their reaction been to all of this?
They love it. In fact, we are among the most popular presentations at the conference 4 years in a row. They can't get enough of it. Every year we've been invited back, they've expanded our program, given us more time, because the feedback they get is exceptional. Now, the interesting thing is remember I said when we started that there have been changes in medicine.
Mm-hmm.
One of the changes in medicine is still filtering down to the general practitioner, still filtering down to the primary care physician, still filtering down to the family physician. Physicians are now being told to send their pain patients to pain management specialists. Because what they found is the average physician doesn't have the training to deal with pain. So these pain specialists, and the estimate is there's one for every 25,000 people in pain. There's a huge need and demand for them, and doctors now are being educated to refer to them. Well, these people are very open to working with hypnotists. These people are very open to mind-body medicine. And as physicians get in the habit, you know, you show up at a doctor and they diagnose cancer, they refer you to an oncologist.
Mm-hmm.
You know, if you have problems with inflammation, you know, they refer you to a rheumatologist. If you have problems with diabetes, they refer you to an internist, a gastrointestinal specialist. Well, now
right.
Pain is being viewed as a medical specialty. And as that grows, our acceptance will grow exponentially because they appreciate what we do. The average physician is not educated in the benefits of hypnosis. They don't have really good information about it. My commitment is to change that. Bob Otto's commitment with the International Medical and Dental Hypnotherapy Association is to change that.
And research does indicate that more and more people are consulting alternative healing practitioners than conventional practitioners these days. And, you know, it makes me wonder, have we lost faith in the medical system? But at the same time, just knowing it's so much more helpful for everyone if we can all work together in the areas where we can provide help, provide service to people.
When I'm working with these doctors, the way I explain what my goal would be is to be recognized as a supplement to medical care.
Mm-hmm.
Not just a complement, but a supplement. Recognized as a necessary part of good health care, to be included. Our goal would be to have a hypnotist in every medical office.
Right.
That hospitals have numerous hypnotists on their staff, in the same way they have chaplains on their staff, with social workers on their staff. And it's a work in progress. We're educating medical professionals one professional at a time, and we're educating consumers one listener at a time.
It's been interesting over the course of the last year. I've had so many more medical professionals coming to see me for hypnotherapy than ever before. In fact, at one point there, about 50% of my client base was actually nurses. So that was really something. And this past year, I was also invited to speak at a local hospital. So, you know, it slowly but surely it's coming around. But for listeners who maybe are suffering from pain, maybe chronic pain right now, or know someone who is, where do you recommend they begin?
Well, they might want to look up some information on hypnosis and pain relief, just to be aware that there is considerable scientific evidence of its effectiveness. In fact, it's the most effective thing. As I was listening to the in-between on the break, I heard a person talking about pain relief with no side effects. Well, hypnosis has positive side effects. Mm-hmm. Not only does it relieve your pain, but it improves your self-esteem. It gives you a sense of control. It gives you a sense of independence. So I'm sure the cream could be very helpful, but the hypnosis is a wonderful tool to add to it.
It is, and this is something that people can do for themselves. There are CDs out there and different things, but of course working with a hypnotherapist is always best. We are going to go to a quick break right now. You are listening to Everyday Miracles. In the next segment, Michael is generously providing a free copy of each of his 3 ebooks to some lucky listeners. Stay tuned.
Are you waiting for a miracle to turn your life around? Look no further. Join Candace McLean, clinical hypnotherapist, speaker, writer, and host of Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Hear inspirational, compelling stories from leading transformers who've overcome the odds, broken down barricades, and shifted their beliefs, emerging stronger than ever. Let their journeys motivate you and see your life open up in a whole new way. Candace offers a fresh blend of insight, powerful strategies to change your deeply rooted beliefs, and plenty of laughter along the way. Come share in the journey. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered. Everyday Miracles, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities.
Let's be honest. Weight loss boils down to choices. The Take Shape for Life program features clinically tested products from Medifast that have been recommended by over 20,000 doctors in the last 30 years. There's free support from certified health coaches who've experienced personal success with the Take Shape for Life program. Talk to a health coach. Listen to the passion in their voice and their story that started with a choice. Call 1-877-520-SIMPLE. That's 877-520-SIMPLE. Results will vary. Talk to your doctor before starting program. Call for details.
Remember, for our dogs and cats to live long and happy lives just like people, they are what they eat. Wellness carefully selects wholesome ingredients to create food you can trust to provide the foundation of your pet's well-being. True wellness means every ingredient has a purpose in every recipe they make. You can trust the quality of all ingredients in wellness from their source to your pet's bowl. Visit wellnesspetfood.com to find a pet specialty retailer near you. Wellness natural food for pets. This is where true wellness begins.
The 19th Annual Women of Wisdom Conference is February 17th through the 21st. Our theme is Women Arise, Unveil the Power of the Divine Feminine. Special guests are Susan Weed, Carolyn Sutherland, and many others, sharing their gifts through experiential events all weekend long. Join our email list at womenofwisdom.org and watch for announcements about the conference. That's womenofwisdom.org.
After a 15-year search for a truly delicious, healthy, easy-to-prepare organic meal, Savitri and Adil Pakivala founded Eastern Essence. They set out to do what their friends and business acquaintances thought impossible, to produce delicious, healthy, vital food grown in harmony with nature and to promote organic farming in India. Happy food, happy people, happy planet. For more information, go to easternessence.com. That's easternessence.com.
And welcome back. I'm Candace McLean, and you're listening to Everyday Miracles. We have Michael Ellner, medical hypnotist and health and wellness coach, joining us on the show today. And if you're interested in booking a session with Michael, you can do that. Michael, do you want to give some details about how that works?
Well, I like to think that I have one worldwide location. I see people live and in person in New York City. And many people travel to New York City, but now technology, Skype and OVO, make it possible to help people anywhere. And Skype is a free service where if you have a webcam, we can see each other and talk, and we could do the hypnosis in cyberspace. And I have found that that's very effective for helping people, and I've been doing it for a while. The most challenging thing about it is if you're helping somebody in Australia scheduling an appointment. Mm-hmm. But beyond that, the technology really is much more effective than people might imagine. So you could call me up and we could schedule something. My number is 212-580-3471. And for those of you who want to call me, I'm running out the door to see clients right after this interview, but if you leave a message, I'll contact you tomorrow happily. We offered three books. I'll tell you about them. Each of the books is similar in the basic approach, and then they're specialized to people's goals. The first book is a self-help guide for people with IBS, irritable bowel syndrome. Mm-hmm. There's considerable medical evidence that hypnosis is a wonderful way to help relieve those symptoms. And I've put together a program. Now, some people can use the program by themselves and get remarkable results. Most people need a coach through a couple of sessions, maybe 1 to 3 sessions, to help them develop the skills as they go through this guided self-help program. But it has helped many, many people just really reduce or eliminate their IBS symptoms. The next book I have is called How to Get Unstuck. And I think all of your listeners might know someone who's stuck in some area of their life or might feel stuck themselves. And How to Get Unstuck is a self-help system that helps people break all of those chains and set themselves free. And the third program is called How to Stay on Track. It was initially designed for people who are adults and continuing their education online. There's a huge dropout rate for people who try to continue their education online just due to trying to balance everything else that's going on in their lives, work, home, their families, yeah, and studying. And I put together a program that makes them more effective in each of those areas of their lives, and it makes it easier for them to be successful in each of those areas of their lives. So, you're going to take care of selecting a listener, and I'd be very happy to send them a copy of one of those books tomorrow. And I'm going to say good night. Thank you very much for the opportunity to speak to your listeners. It's always a pleasure to be in contact with you.
Thank you so much, Michael. It's been great to have you here. Wonderful. I'd love to have you again, actually.
We can do it. I'm delighted to. And, you know, because I'm in contact with some of the best professionals, I'd be happy to steer you to guests and happy to tell them that I recommend that they talk to you and your listeners, because this was a wonderful experience for me. I enjoyed it.
And so, Michael, what words of wisdom would you like to leave with our listeners for greater well-being as we move into the new year?
I would say one of the most destructive things people do is negative self-talk. Stop beating yourselves up. Most people would never treat another human being as badly as some of us treat ourselves. Give yourself a break. Mm-hmm. And remember, people who feel better heal better. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much, Michael. You take care.
You too. Bye.
Bye now. And that was Michael Elner. We were so lucky to have him come on the show today and talk with us about his research and his work. And, you know, it is about being more resilient. We think about all the stress going on in our lives, all the things we have to contend with, whether it's our job or in some cases jobs for some people, raising children, taking care of aging parents, so many things that we're responsible for. But while there is that sort of negative flow to that stress, we can change our perspective towards it because we can use that stress in a positive way for our lives as well. So when you think about some of the symptoms you get when you experience stress, you know, sometimes it can feel like butterflies. It can start that way. So, for example, I think about when I get up on a stage to give a presentation. There are times when I still get butterflies, even though I've done it many, many times. And when that feeling starts, instead of letting it consume me, I look at that feeling as a reminder to myself that I care, about what I'm doing in that moment. So when you have that feeling, consider it in a different way. You know, look at the positive aspects of what's going on for you. What are some of the things you're achieving? You know, anytime we have good things going on, there's stress associated with that too. When we start a new job, there's stress. When we have a baby, there is stress, but it's a good thing. It's positive. And so I think if we can start changing the way we look at things, our life will seem so much freer, so much brighter. And one of the things that I want to do with you today to end this show is I do want to bring you through a little bit of a visualization. And you can use this for pain, or you can use it for anxiety, because like Michael said, it's very similar. We're kind of working with the same kind of thing. We just want to break free of that. So I want you to close your eyes. And of course, if you're driving, don't do this, but you'll retain this information and can do it later. This is a wonderful little exercise that I've used with a lot of my clients. And go ahead and close your eyes and just take some nice, deep breaths, very clearing, very calming breaths. And I want you to think about that particular pain that you have, that discomfort, or that anxiety, whatever it is. And just allow yourself to feel that for a moment. Just get in touch with what that feels like. Good. Now I want you to assign a shape. It can be an abstract shape, or it can be, you know, something that you know the shape of. Give that pain or anxiety a symbol or a shape. And then give that symbol or shape a color. Now, the size of that shape is going to symbolize the amount of pain or anxiety you feel. And what I'd like you to do is to practice making it larger. That's right. Practice making it larger. So if you see a triangle, make that triangle grow larger to the size of a tree, to the size of a skyscraper. Let it grow darker and darker. And then go ahead and let that triangle start to shrink down now, and the color to fade, shrinking down so small down to the size of a grain of sand. And you'll find that your discomfort or your anxiety will fade along as you shrink that down. Now, this is something for you to practice with, of course. And I invite you to keep practicing with it. As Michael said, build up that skill. But that's all I have for today. Again, if you would be interested in winning one of those ebooks from Michael, you can call in. The number is 1-800-930-2819. Thank you, everyone, for tuning in. Have a happy and safe New Year, and we'll see you back next week.
You've been listening to Everyday Miracles with Candace McClain, opening your mind to unlimited possibilities. Tune in Thursdays at 2 p.m. Pacific and 5 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for Everyday Miracles, where a new path full of miracles is just waiting to be discovered.